Next up, you've seen pictures of firefighters battling the flames in California, but you may have never seen them filmed from the angle of video producer Luke Groskin, who got up close to a new breed of firefighters. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Ira.
Who are these breed of firefighter?
Well, let's not beat around the bush here. These are goats.
Yeah, goats? You're kidding, right?
I do not kid. The goats kid. So I joined Brush Goats for Hire, which is a company that owns about 600 goats. And I joined their herd in the hills of Santa Barbara.
Right.
As they basically devoured a field of weeds and brush and ivy and all sorts of other stuff.
Now, what's the advantage of using goats instead of going out with your giant weed whacker, right?
So I learned a lot while I was out there about how goats work and the anatomy of goats and what's the personality of goats. The thing about goats is that they have to eat a lot. You know, they're the envy of pretty much every Southern Californian. They can eat about 5 to 15% of their body weight, and they still look great on camera. And, you know, I'm surprised there's not more films of them. They eat so much. Yeah. They just eat ravenously. They have to eat every 2 hours. And that's because they're a ruminant. And what that means is that they have four stomachs. And so they'll grab these seed heads and weeds, and they'll chew on them, they'll swallow them, and then they'll, after a little while of digestion from bacteria in their stomach, they'll kind of regurgitate it back up and chew the cud and then wash it back down with some more saliva and do that over and over again. And what that means is they have to eat a lot.
Eat a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So it takes about 300 goats to clear an acre. Per day.
So did they call the goats in and say, you hire the goats?
Yeah.
To come and eat the stuff on, what, your backyard? Or?
Yeah. So there are a lot of businesses throughout California that are doing this, that are using goats to clear invasive weeds or to clear dry brush that could potentially be used as fuel in a wildfire. Mm-hmm. And so they'll get calls from clients that say, you know, I have to clear a couple acres around my property. Mostly folks, businesses, and homes that are right on the edge of cities and wild areas.
And they can get into places that firefighters may not be able to get into, right?
Yeah, and they can get into places that hand crews and machines that those sorts of things can't get into. So they're goats. They like to climb. They're very good at climbing, and they're perfectly at home in these sort of rocky outcropping kind of areas where you couldn't get a large masticating bulldozer that would tear up the soil while it's at it.
Well, if you want to see our video, it's our video pick of the week up there at our website, and you have a special camera on the goats.
Yeah.
No one has ever put a camera on a goat like this before.
You know, probably somebody's played around with it, but we took a GoPro and we put it on a goat. It's a goat pro.
A goat pro.
Yeah, and what's really important about this is that it actually shows you that goats are not grazers. They're not like sheep or cows. They're browsers. So they nibble a little and then they move along, and then they nibble a little and they move along. And it proves once and for all that goats do not just eat anything and everything they see.
They don't.
No, they don't eat tin cans, by the way.
That's a myth.
That's a myth.
Not an urban myth, a farm myth.
Yes, it's a rural myth.
and
yeah, they don't eat tin cans. They actually really, really selective. And these goats that I visited, just so I'm clear, are elite goats.
Elite.
They're not your average goat. They are hardy. They're independent. They don't like people. They're pretty awesome.
We could go on forever. I know you would, but we run out of time.
Well, you have to go watch the video.
You have to watch the video. It's up on our website. The name of this video is?
The Goat Brigade.
The Goat Brigade. Lou Groskin, thank you for joining us. And we're going to see that GoPro cam. Thanks a lot.